Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. The nation in the hands of the people. It came forth to much expectation and excitement, proclaiming aloud, "Hello, Barbados," with a beaming baby on its front page. Saturday, the 24th November, 1973, was the actual birthday of the Nation newspaper. That was the day when Barbadians first handled and read from the pages of this infant weekly, even though the journalists had projected that Sunday, November 25th, would be the date inscribed on its masthead. It was Saturday, November 24th, that the Nation was distributed. The birth of the Nation newspaper was indeed a time of excitement for the Nation's readers and a dedicated army of journalists who worked assiduously to ensure that there would be no stillbirth for this newspaper. Several displaced advocate journalists, led by Harold Hoyt, came up with the idea to produce a newspaper that would be in keeping with the aspirations of Barbados and all Barbadians. The embryonic thought was strengthened when Fred Gollop got involved in the scheme. The real spade of work began the week of November the 19th, when Harold Hoyt and Carl Moore flew to Trinidad to oversee the typesetting and printing of the newspaper. The newspaper was then flown back to Barbados, arriving at Sewell Airport, that was the name of the airport before it was renamed Grantley Adams Airport, where staffers assembled to collect and distribute the newspaper on Saturday, the 24th of November. Its cost to Barbadians was 15 cents per copy. But the newspaper almost remained an idea, as several critical problems surfaced during its eventful quote-unquote pregnancy. According to Carl Moore, a small printing press sourced from Trinidad mysteriously fell off a forklift at the Trinidad dock, and material to be used for printing the newspaper somehow got lost during the typesetting process. Yet these journalists pressed on, and despite projections that the newspaper would have a short life, today we in Barbados continue to read The Nation. It also brought perspectives of the working class and poor to Black Barbadian communities. Its arrival on the 24th November, 1973, marked a momentous event in the country's history.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.